All right. So what should I do with the guys?
So you got to start the ARP process and just do a basic complaint, like, this is what happened. I wasn't at work that day. It was nothing to do with any type of protest or anything. You just state that and let that go through, and then just have it all set up so that 30 days from the date he submits it, he's ready to send it up to the appeal for the ARP, which is at Reisterstown Road. And it'll be exactly the same thing. Because all the COMAR just changed with that, you have to make sure that all the paperwork's there. Because they will bounce it right back and be like, you didn't send your receipt from when you received your ARP, so you need to send that and basically start over.
Okay.
So they have to make sure all the paperwork's good. That's how they're really getting a lot of stuff kicked back now. And then once it hits the IGO, you have to make sure you ask for back pay and your good days and everything, because they lost all that. And because it's a loss of job, which results in a loss of your good days and your earned days from the job, you get a due process thing. So that's,
they're not even allowing them their due process. That's the thing there.
Right.
They fired them and tried to force them to do an involuntary or something. And is it informal?
Informal, yeah. The informals don't do anything anymore. They're just basically a waste of time.
Yeah.
So it's a stalling thing, because what happens is they have 30 days from the day they got fired to do the complaint, or else it's going to kill it right there. So they use the informal to basically stall you and make it look like you're going to do something. Then on like day 20, like, oh, well, we're not going to do anything with that. And then you're like, oh, well, now I got to write an ARP. You don't do it that same day. You'll wait. You'll take a week. You'll talk to some guy. Then you'll file and be like, oh, it's been 30 days. Dismissed.
So what can I do? From the outside, I mean, I know to bring attention to what happened, because like I said, you know, even the boy that killed himself as a result of this.
For him, I would go through the senator's office and say, you know, this veteran killed himself because of what these people did.
Okay.
And then this is what happened across the board to everybody.
Yeah, because I've got like 6 of them, and then, you know, I've got, and they said it was like 20, 21 people it happened to.
Mm-hmm. And then you can send copies of their letters to the senator on their behalf and request the release forms, because he sends a release form out so that he can get a hold of records and look at it. And then as a group, he'll send each of them a release form. You might be able to get it. I can ask my guy that I deal with in the office to just send it to me on email, and then I can forward it to you.
Okay. Then, now, Michael Lynch, the one with the lawyers and stuff, let me ask you, when he went to court that day, his girlfriend said that she was the only one that was there for him, mm-hmm. but the judge and both prosecutors were there. Do they have cameras? They don't have cameras in the courtroom?
They do, but they're all facing the other way.
Shit.
Nothing ever faces the jury or the audience, like the seating.
But the lawyer was the one that pointed them out, that said, hey, this is, you know, that's their prosecutors.
Right.
And the
as long as that lawyer signs like an affidavit saying that he saw them there, that's good. Because he's an officer of the court. Like, he's not going to lie.
So what am I going to file on that?
For that one, you just file complaints, like ethics complaints.
Okay.
Like, these people were here inappropriately, unduly influenced the judge who was sitting the case that day. There was no reason for them to be there. It was a conflict of interest.
Absolutely.
You know,
and they're friends on Facebook, and I have that. I actually have the pictures of that, where she's calling her friend. And actually, the judge is up for she's a sitting judge. She's not up for election. Do you think, I mean, she's up for election. Do you think I should let the opposing judge, I mean, know about that?
I would tell the judge trying to get elected, but I would also see if you can get a newspaper to, you know, do something with it.
Absolutely.
You know, just.
You want a tea to go?
Nah, I'm about to go.
Isn't it good though?
It is.
They love my tea. I normally put oranges and lemons and stuff in it. Okay, so I can do that. Now, on the 8505, is there a template that you use that I could just fill people's information in, or do I have to do everything?
Do you make one? I don't have one, because I always just typed it up because I have my own computer.
So how did you make those symbols and stuff?
There's a pull up Word, there's an insert key, and then it lists like every crazy symbol there is. Jesus. And then you can bind it to a key. So I always put it on like F2 or one of those keys up top. Really? So whenever you're typing, you just hit that and it goes in.
That's crazy. Okay, so I need to do one, and then after that, I can just do inserts and stuff. Okay. All right, let me walk you up. All right, John.
Yeah. Good to finally meet you.
I know, right?
Yeah, I don't know how much longer I'm being safe, but I figured I'd come see you now.
Okay, I'm here with Jose Wells. I'm going to interview him right quick. There was a situation down at ECI. I believe there was a peaceful protest that was held down there on the east side. The guys from, he's on the west side, and I've just got letters from six of his coworkers that's on the west side. Just tell them a little bit about the protest. We have 14 minutes, so go ahead.
By they saying whoever didn't go like to work or something, they saying that you participated in this protest. Now some guys admitted to that's exactly what they was doing, but there are other guys who just going outside to the yard or whatever, and they put everybody in the same category, saying that if you didn't go to work this specific day, that's exactly what you was doing, regardless of the issue. Whether you was, cause some guys were sick, some Jews had to. The phone, talk to that loved one, they put all of them in the same category and put them in a situation of saying that they will lose their job or even take what I'm getting. But even when you lose your job, it's just off of that based on what's happening on the east side.
Wait a minute. When you said that some guys admitted that's what they were doing, some guys from the west side admitted it?
Some guys actually did. That's from what I heard. Like, I don't, like, some dudes said that's what they felt they wanted to do. Now, I didn't know nothing about them specifically saying that's what they was doing, because my situation is different. I'm not looking at it in the way of a group thing like that, because I was never a part of. Nobody never asked me to do nothing like that or nothing like that. But it just so happened, this specific day, by that happening on that day, I took that day off. They put it all together and everybody on the same page, and this is what we came together and done. And from the effects of the east side, that's what they made that connection and said that's what it was.
So there were some guys, though, from the west side that said that they partook in that?
Yes, they did.
Okay. I didn't know that that some of them partook in it. But so from the west side's participation, was there any violence involved?
No, not that I know of. I didn't see no violence take place at all. I didn't even hear about it. Nobody was locked up, nothing. No officers came, nobody was restrained or nothing like that.
And could you please tell us about your roommate, Shay Jordan, about what happened with him as a result of this?
Well, he was actually over at the shop as well. He had just got a new position, which is a clerk position. They get like the most money because their job is done. Nevertheless, the day that he got the ticket, right at the next day, he ended up committing suicide by hanging himself. And based off, I mean, it just makes sense in that way that I think that had a big part of it, because his financial situation was right. He wasn't really getting much financial help him on the streets, and I know how much the job had meant to him, because he really needed the money. He was just trying to save up for when he leaves. So by him losing his job, he felt like he lost everything, because like I said, he committed suicide.
And have they talked to you guys or said anything about him killing himself?
No, they did not. They didn't speak to me. I mean, I haven't heard of them talking to no one else.
So what is the morale like around there now?
Well, I mean, it's just because they got a little restriction in far as direct time, but the officers, they pretty much been the same, I guess. And the MS has been going whatever the situation is. If they let us out for this, they give us time to they just take whatever they can get.
So could you tell me about what you said about the officer with this ticket? I understand you guys are not giving your due process. What's going on with that?
There's an officer,
Sergeant
Muncy.
Sergeant, what's his name?
Muncy. It's
M-U-N-C-Y. Okay, Sergeant Muncy,
And he does the tickets down there where you go up for your herd. Now, he's been telling, because the guys been asking about it. Guys just curious to find out what's going on and stuff like that. Dudes who got the tickets. And he said, whoever did not take what they offered you, which was a matter of record, if you come down here to fight it, I'm giving you 3 weeks lockup. And I'm finding you guilty regardless of what you say.
And can you tell me about your own situation with this? Do you even know what they were protesting?
Well, I mean, from what I heard, like, I really can't even say specifically what somebody is protesting, right? Because I don't know who it is. It's just that they say that some guys, Lieutenant Peppers, been and interviewed everybody that didn't go to work that day. And he said, some of the guys said that they was protesting, right? And he said that to me. I said, well, I don't know nothing about no protesting. I said, I've been working for 3 weeks straight. It was a nice day outside, the first yard, which everybody know that's the best yard to go to. And I went out in the yard, and he asked me, did I go to the yard? I said, yeah, I went to the yard. He said, are you sick? I said, no, I'm not sick. I said, why would you say that? He said, because why you didn't put a sick call slip? I said, I never put a sick call slip in anyway when you take a day off because the job allows you to take days off. You got up to four unexcused absence. But I told him I wasn't sick. I just went to the yard and I played basketball. So he said, write that down. That's exactly what I wrote down. And then he come out and put on a ticket my ticket, I guess it's both all the tickets the same. But he said that made false statements, and I didn't make no false statements. I never lied about them. I told him exactly what I did. I didn't lie. I don't have to lie. I didn't do nothing wrong.
Wow.
But he mentioned it like everybody was on the same page. That's how he looked at it. And then he based it off, like I said, what happened on the east side. And we spoke to the warden, the assistant warden, West, and he said, well, there's nothing I can do. If it's concerning you about you being reclassed.
So what, could you tell me what something like this does for your record and stuff? They take away what? They take away good days? I mean, how does this affect you?
Yeah, they take away your pay, they take away your good days, and you move from the honor tier to, basically a gang tier. That's where you're going to go at.
Wow. Over something that you did not do.
Yeah, that's something that you did not do. That's the problem. That's my main problem about it. Because they looking at it like something like when we work at MCE itself, they allow you to take, like I said, days off. I never had a problem with taking a day off. Because I work like crazy when I'm over there. But it just so happens when you work every day, right? And then you, when you get closer to the end of the pay period, you can take a day off. Your personally, for taking a day off, is you won't get paid for that specific day. But they don't. You can't get fired for it. You can't get there's no penalty for that. You just don't get paid for that specific day.
Who is your supervisor? Who is your supervisor at MCE?
My supervisor, his name is George Mornings, like M O. R-N-I-N-G, but his first name is George.
Okay. And so you were working every day for the last 3 weeks?
I went for 3 weeks straight, and it was a nice day outside, summertime. I decided to take that day off. I waited to the end of the month to do it, end of the pay period, so it won't affect me as far as my pay. So that's why I took that specific day. But they saying that, like I said, making a collective thing because they don't want to fish through and find out exactly what's going on, so they just label it as one thing.
Wow. So even if the guys decided in protest that they're not going to go to work that day, was there any violence or anything from the West Side? Was there any fights or threats on officers from the...
No, it wasn't. Not at all. It wasn't nothing. Like I said, no code or nothing was called. Nobody went to lock up. Nobody got a cell restriction or nothing. It wasn't nothing of the sort. It was like a regular day. And this is the way they looked at it. They made it seem like it was more than something because of the other side, what happened. By them, the other guys, they said over there, they had knives and all this other stuff. So they made it like it, I mean.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was saying they, by them, what happened on the east side, they saying that making it together because they was... They said they had like knives and hot water and all this crazy stuff I heard on the floor threatening the officers, don't come in there, we're not locking in and all this type of stuff. But none of that happened over here, not even close to it. Nobody didn't say they wasn't going to lock in. Nobody didn't say they wasn't fucking on nothing. I didn't hear nobody say that. I damn sure wasn't. I got known to do anything.
Wow. And then this takes away your family day and all this stuff, right? So they uproot you where you're living. They take your job. They take you from the honor tier. Then they take your good days away from you.
Well, yeah, they say you can't earn no days until you get another job. I mean,
wow. Well. I apologize. You know, since you told me about the young man, you understand what I'm saying? I mean, that really hurt my feelings. You know, that he felt, you know, so much despair that he felt like he had to kill himself. And I understand that you said that someone else had just killed himself on lock. So what are the conditions at ECI right now?
The conditions, it's tight right now. Like, it's tight. Like, there's no minimum movement. They just started back going to school like a couple of days ago. They wouldn't even let no guys go to school, no work, nothing, except kitchen workers. And then, I mean, at the shop, they was letting people go over. People that didn't work that day, they let them go to work, that didn't take off that day or wasn't scheduled to work. Or wasn't scheduled to work, they let go back to work. And that was it. They didn't let nobody else go to work.
So what is the morale of the guys, you know, that have lost their jobs and stuff? What are they saying?
Well, some of them, like I said, a couple guys, they didn't want to go through fighting it because they've been hearing stuff about the officer saying you ain't going to beat it. So some guys took what they offered. Just gave up and said, well, you can have a job and I'm going to take this matter of record, but when you... By you accepting that, you agree to that, that basically you're going to lose your job. You're going to get moved out and seeing all that. Jesus. All that comes with that, accepting that. And I told him from the jump that I didn't do nothing. I'm looking at him like he's crazy. Like, I'm surprised you caught me anybody. Like, I ain't never had no problem with nobody. And ain't nobody never labeled me being with somebody and stuff like that. But, like I said, some guys took you. They didn't know what else to do. Crazy saying, like, being heard, the officers and sergeants saying, well, you ain't gonna...
You have 60 seconds remaining.
It's a discouragement. They're going to think you're going to get locked up, even though you can't get locked up, unless you're in a bad or poor category. But if you wouldn't be in them categories, you wouldn't be on this chair if you were in the poor category.
Well, Jose, I thank you for giving me this interview. And, you know, you can let the guys know, as well as you know, that I will not take this sitting down. So even the ones that signed that and stuff, if you could get in touch with them for me, I would appreciate it, okay?
I will.
All right.
You have a great day.
You too, Dan, please.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.